How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So I think it's very apparent that everyone in 2023 should be looking to start or continue to build a personal brand on social media or just online in general, whether that be your Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, a podcast, LinkedIn, you name it, pretty much any platform, pick one, you should be building your personal brand. It is the one thing that will stick with you in life, regardless of what happens. You are you, you cannot be taken away from you, and therefore people's judgment of you will always stick. So building that judgment, building that personality, building that brand around you is so, so important because it can open up so many different opportunities. But there are a few things I want you to consider before building your personal brand, because when people build personal brands, they normally pick niches around what they want that personal brand to be. For me personally, with this podcast and with my Instagram, it's revolved around social media marketing. I've built my brand around that topic. It's what people come to me for to learn. Now, there are three questions that I want you to consider before starting your personal brand, and it's those three questions I want to talk through today. So without any further ado, let's start. So, question number one you need to ask yourself is, what do I actually like? What do you like talking about? Because at the end of the day, this personal brand is something that you're going to be building forever. So you don't want to build a personal brand around a topic or a niche that you don't actually like, because you're not going to enjoy creating a brand around it. You're not going to want to create the content. You're not going to want to put the time and effort into it. And therefore, you're never actually going to truly grow it to the point in which you're actually capable of. Whereas if you pick something that you truly love, it won't feel like work at all. And creating the content and building your brand around it will just come naturally because you love doing it. I see so many creators think they want to start a personal brand around a certain niche, when in reality, they're just either trying to copy someone else or trying to go for the shiny object syndrome and make a quick bit of money. And then they switch and then they've lost all credibility in that space. Whereas it's the personal brand owners that pick a niche that they truly love and continue to create content around forever that wildly succeed. So before you start, you need to ensure you truly love what you're doing. Don't pick something just because it's the trend or just because you think you're going to make money from it. Write down a list of things and think, what do I actually like? And once you write down the things you actually like, the next question you need to ask yourself is, what am I actually good at? Because you may really like something, but you may not be any good at it. And if you're not any good at it, how are you going to build any credibility around doing that thing? I completely understand that you can learn. People often document their progress and people often document their journeys, which is also a really good thing to build your personal brand around. But if you're awful at it, at first, you've got to expect a really, really slow start, because not many people will follow someone to learn something when the person they're following can't teach it to begin with. But if you make the journey the personal brand, then that's different. But if you're trying to teach someone design, for example, but you're an awful designer, you're not going to build any credibility around that. It's going to be very difficult to build a brand around teaching design when you know nothing about it yourself. Or let's say if you're around the tennis niche, for example, and you're coaching tennis, but you're awful at playing tennis yourself, why on earth would other tennis enthusiasts want to follow you for that thing? Because at the end of the day, you can't teach them anything. So yes, you have to like it, but you also have to be good at it if you want to teach it to someone else. So you need to think of something that falls within those two categories. But then there's also a third question you need to consider. And ideally, what niche you pick is something that falls into all three of these categories. And this is why you need to ask yourself these questions. And the third thing is, what can I actually get paid for? Because at the end of the day, you're building your personal brand around something. At the end of the day, you want to be able to leverage that personal brand in order to make money. But if you can't think of any ways that you can actually monetize this niche that you're picking, all you're really going to have is a time-consuming hobby. And no one wants to put a lot of time and effort into what is essentially a time-consuming hobby. Your hobbies are for that thing. You have things in life that you just do because you love doing them and don't want to monetize them, and that's fine. But if you're building your personal brand around something, ideally you want to be able to leverage that. So you want to be able to pick something you're actually going to be able to make money from. And this is a mistake a lot of people make, actually. They'll build their personal brands and they'll build a big old following and they'll go, I didn't actually think in the beginning how I was going to make money from this, and now I'm stuck. I get the fact that with social media nowadays, the best thing about it is that if you've got an audience, brands often pay you for your influence. So you can make money from brand sponsorships and whatever. But if you want to build your own product and leverage your brand to sell your own products to these people, you need to have something that you can monetize. And you should have asked yourself this question in the beginning, so that you were prepared for if that point came, you knew exactly what you needed to do to make the steps in order to make some money from it. So these three questions are really important if you're thinking about starting your personal brand, or if you're taking a pivot in your personal brand because you want to go down a different route. You need to ask yourself, okay, what do I actually like? What am I able to keep up for a long period of time because it's not going to feel like work to me? Point number two, what am I actually good at? What can I actually teach people, and what will people actually want to follow me for because they can learn a thing or two? And finally, what can I actually get paid for? Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to leverage this personal brand in order to make some money so that you don't just have a time-consuming hobby that you're putting loads of time and effort into for no return. So ask yourself these three questions before you start building your personal brand, and that way, in the future, you'll be able to have a thriving personal brand that you can leverage to make some money. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are two more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's exclusive. There are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at @TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.